It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Hello, everybody, and welcome here to the courtside at Centralia. The Silver Lake Eagles coming on down here to, again, the Centralia Panthers. We got a great girls game up and coming later on in the night. We got a great boys game to follow after. You're locked into 92.1 KMZM. Kurt Prophet off to my left is Troy Prophet helping me out, and Kirk Kilman back in studio. We got great action coming up here today. Again, a little bit of a early preview here for the overnight. We'll come back in a couple of minutes. We'll talk specifically about the girls, and we'll do a couple of previews for it. But again, just a little bit of an overnight view for this game. The Silver Lake Eagles 3A classification team coming in here tonight, playing the 1A Division I Centralia Panthers. This girls game coming up here soon in about, give or take, 15 to 20 minutes is going to be a big one here. Again, Silver Lake Eagles 3A, they are 2-0. They had a 28-game winning streak. Overall, they right now ranked number 2 in the classification of 3A, just behind Heston. The Centralia Panthers currently ranked number 2, just behind Little River in the class of 1A Division 1. Both teams on this season 2-0 on the girls' side, with both teams having interest from the college level, with Owen Dieters already committed to Benedictine for basketball, and then Kaylin Haney, who has currently D1 looks from Wichita State. So there's going to be a lot of great athletes out there on a court that are going to be playing to a very high level today. Again, we're here at Centralia, but right now, currently, I'm located in the Eagle Nest. So you might hear a couple of Eagles get it pretty loud here during these two couple games coming up here, despite being in the Centralia gym. Now, again, next game up and coming, after the girls' game, we're going to have the Silver Lake Eagles boys taking on the Centralia Panthers boys. Silver Lake Eagles boys are also 2-0 to this year and 2-0 in the Big East level of play. Centralia boys right now 0-2 on the season, both 0-1 at home, 0-1 on the away. So trying to capture their first win at home and their first game of the season. Of course, Centralia on the year, they have played at Nemaha Central. The Centralia girls beat Nemaha Central in what was a very big upset, 46-24 to begin the year. That was their first time beating Nemaha Central in three seasons. And then they just beat St. Mary's on Tuesday, another Big East opponent, 54-45. Now for the boys, head coached by Nick Evans again, the only team here tonight, 0-2. They lost to Nemaha Central by 30 points, 49-19, and then lost to St. Mary's on Tuesday by a more respectful 50-38. But again, they're playing some big-time opponents, big-time classifications. Centralia Panthers still tonight playing a big team in the classification consideration. Haven't gotten back down to that TVL level, but don't worry, Centralia fans. You're getting down there starting on Tuesday next week, getting back to that level. Centralia will not be playing TVL until next Friday, where they have Valley Heights. Well, I'll also have Valley Heights 2.1, but they'll be playing ACCHS next Tuesday. But again, Centralia getting in that TVL play in just the turn of a quarter. But looking at Silver Lakes, again, from their girls' side, head coach by Kyle Porter entering his fifth year with the program. He has 132 wins and just 43 losses. Last year had the perfect 26-0 season to win the Class 3A title. But just looking over again, these girls, they won against Perry LeCompton, 78-23. And Perry LeCompton, they're a team that mostly relies on the young help and a lot of those freshmen and sophomores particularly. But again, still a big game for Silver Lake girls in that first win. And then they also took down Holton Wildcats earlier on in the week, 65-33. And for Silver Lake, they also had a pretty big win against Silver Lake boys. They had a good win against Perry LeCompton, winning 56-52, and then against Holton on Tuesday, winning 67-50. So again, just a little bit of an overview on the night. First up, we'll have the girls game, the two teams that are ranked number 2 in both of their classifications, the number 2 ranked Silver Lake Eagles coming in tonight. Again, head coached by Shannon Kruger in his second year, and the Centralia, it is Kyle Porter in his fifth year with the Silver Lake girls Eagles. Again, 2-0 this year, the 28th straight game winning streak against the Centralia Panthers girls, head coach by Dusty Thompson. Again, we'll talk more about that girls game in just a couple of minutes. They are both number two ranked teams in their classifications. And then you have the boys team up and coming on the night, which we'll have on the next one. Neither team ranked. However, again, two big teams that will be trying to compete for the ranking. Silver Lake, they are already 2-0 in the season. Can they continue? We'll see here as we get later on into the night. Still a couple minutes left to go here. We got JV's girl action on the court. For right after, we'll have about 10 to 15 minutes until we get the tip-off on the way for, again, the Silver Lake Eagles taking on the Centralia Panthers only here on 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Durier, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8:00. Noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist.
You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
It's the holiday season, and Hine and True Value on Main and Seneca is in the saving spirit. Keep your business local and take advantage of these holiday specials going on now through December 31st. Save 20% off all toys in stock only. Save 20% off all in-stock clothing. Save 25% on all Christmas lights in stock only. And if that wasn't enough, Hine and True Value is extending their 60th anniversary sales until the end of the year as well. Find that special gift for those loved ones of yours by shopping Hine and True Value on Main in Seneca.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, people you know, care you trust.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked into 92.1 KMZA. I'm Krenton Prophet, Troy Prophet off to my left, and Kirk Kelman back in studio again here at the Centralia Panthers gym. But right now we're located in the Eagles' nest. So if you hear any Eagle screeches, well, that is the Eagles getting pretty darn excited. And if you hear it far off in the distance, that's Centralia getting excited. But again, here tonight, the 3A Silver Lake Girls Eagles game up first. Silver Lake Girls are currently ranked number 2 in 3A, just behind number 1 ranked Heston. Centralia Panthers girls are ranked number 2, just behind Little River, a team that they fell to, unfortunately for the Panthers, in volleyball in as they finished runner-up. Now, Silver Lake, head coach by Kyle Porter in his fifth year in his tenure, 132 wins to 43 losses. He came into this season with 130 wins and just 43 losses, and he's extended by 2 games. In fact, his team has been on a 28-game winning streak. His team has not lost since last year in the state level of play, but or they went 23-3 in the 2022 and 2023 season. Again, Silver Lake having incredible years the past couple of years, and really it's continued because last year was the perfect season. 26-0. They swept the Mideast title, the sub-state championship, as well as the state title. And just overall, what an incredible year for them. But also on this season, it has already been a wonderful start. Averaging 71.5 points per game, holding teams to just 28 points per game. And then you kind of extend upon those stats. They're outscoring their opponents 143-56. They have just been utter dominance there. 2-0 at home and 2-0 against Big East opponents. But now they will travel out of the Big East and go into some treacherous territories, the TVL. A TVL, a conference full of some of the meanest, the biggest, and the baddest teams all around, and that is one of the most competitive places you can go. Centralia Panthers girls, well, they've proved why this season. They've already beaten 2 Big East opponents. They've beaten Nemaha Central to start this year. We had that game earlier on 92.1. They beat them 46-24, and what an incredible game where they forced just an absolute plethora of turnovers against the Thunder. And then when you talk about the St. Mary's, the Bears game, they beat them 54-45. Another just incredible game for these girls where they absolutely just dominate on all sides of the front. But you can't take away from what the Silver Lake Eagle girls have done this year as well. The 2-0 start, the win against Perry LeCompton 78-23, and the win against Holton on Tuesday 65-33. So big games, big teams that both these teams have played. Centralia, they've played some tough and rough competition in the Big East, and they have proved why they are one of the top teams in the classification of 1A. Can they take down another Big East opponent today? Well, you only find out if you stay locked into us here. 92.1 KMZA, continuing the talk here just for another couple of minutes or so. Dusty Thompson, again, this is the third year with the Centralia program here in this season, in the third season, having his team average 50 points a game, only allowing 34.5 points per game. They're outscoring their opponents on the year 100-69. In the just again, every single season for the Centralia Panthers has gotten better and better and better. His first season as head coach, 14-10, 6-6 in the league. His second year, turn that page, write a better script, 22-3 and 11-1 in league. This team right now is already on what could be a start to an absolutely incredible and historic season for the Centralia Panthers girls. And it could add to another state title. The last state title from the Centralia Panthers being in 2020, the one before that, 2016, 2004, 2002, 2000, and 1975. Centralia Panthers, they're made of success. But don't take that away from Silver Lake. They're also made from playing success, and we'll see success in just a couple of lines. Again, stay locked in here to 92.1 KMZA. More coverage coming up here for the pregame. Give us about 3 to 4 minutes. We'll come back with it. Talk about some players tonight. I'm Crittin Prophet, Kirk Kelman back in studio. Stay with us here on 92.1 Games of Games. We got Silver Lake Eagles taking on the Centralia Panthers.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crendon Prophet, Troy Prophet off my left, and Kirk Kelvin back in studio. We're going to keep you here for just 4 or 5 minutes for our last pregame segment here of the Silver Lake Eagles girls against the Centralia Panthers girls, and then we'll give it a little bit of a break for the national anthem, and then we'll be off here for the tip-off for the third game of the season for both of these teams. Again, Silver Lake Eagle girls coming to this one 2-0. The Centralia Panthers girls 2-0 on the season in the CBL level of play. They have not entered yet this season. Centralia, they've only played a Big East opponent. Well, funnily enough, Silver Lake has done the same thing. They've only also played Big East opponent. Silver Lake, again, they beat Perry LeCompton and Holton. Centralia Panthers, they beat Nemaha Central and St. Mary's. Centralia Panthers, they begin their CBL play next Friday, which will also be on 92.1 KNZA, against the Valley Heights, a 2A powerhouse team. So that one, that will be one to watch as well. The Centralia Panthers taking on Valley Heights. They'll be one next Friday. But we got a big game here tonight. The number 2 ranked in Class 3A, Silver Lake Girls, just behind us at number 1. And then the Centralia Panthers girls, who are right now number 2, just behind Little River, a team that they lost to in the volleyball state championship, and Centralia finishing runner-up. Again, Dusty Thompson, his third season here at the program. The program has only gotten better year by year with him. This season already off to a hot start. Kyle Porter, his fifth season. It's the same thing for him. Every year, the program has gotten so much better. And last season was just a beautiful cherry on top of the cake. The 26-0 season, a perfect year to win the Class 3A title. Of course, Silver Lake, they are one of the stories coming into the season of, hey, this has been a great team, great year. Now you're going to go into a merged league. It's no longer Big East or Mid East. It is now the Big East as the merge with the Big 7. And Silver Lake, they're going to look to try to make the best of it. They're playing against some great level competition there. You're talking about Nemaha Central is one of the teams in there. St. Mary's is the team that went up in there with it. There's just a lot of great teams in there, and I think this Silver Lake has a great opportunity to really kind of roll the tables with it and have an opportunity to try to shake things up in it. But again, it all starts here at the beginning of the season. How do you get going? How do you get rolling? How do you stay competitive in these games? Because you know as the season goes on, you're going to be facing some of those big-time opponents like Nemaha Central. But again, it starts here against a top-ranked team like Centralia Panthers, and respectfully their own classification, but still a team that's going to test you to their most. And when we're talking about who's going to be doing the testing today, well, it's really the biggest players and the bad players there out on the court. It's the commits. It's the one that have college looks to them. And Owen Dieters right now commits to Benedictine. She's going to be the big-time player. She's already surpassed 1,000 points on her career this season. She's already averaging 12.5 points per game. Last season, she was nearly averaging 19 points per game this season. I'm sure her average will go up to that once she enters a little bit of a TVL opponent of play. But when you look at Silver Lake and their big-time players, Kaylin Haney, a junior, 5'7", already getting looks from Wichita State, a D1 college. She had 24 points against Holton when going 3 of 6 from free throws. She was a 3A Sports in Kansas Player of the Year finalist. She also was a first-team All-State selection and a first-team Mid-East selection, as well as a selection in the Shawnee County Top 10. She had accolades after accolades from last season as just a sophomore. So when you bring her in here into a junior year, what do you get? Well, you get a more experience, you get a more discipline, and you get a player who knows how to get better. And she already is averaging 18.5 points per game this season, as well as averaging nearly 6 rebounds a game for this season. She's hitting 4 of 9 at the free throw line, 44% total. She's going to be a big player. Look out for tonight. Now, you also, you can't, when you're talking about the upperclassmen, you got to give a shout-out to the lowerclassmen. Karis Dieter, the 5'5 freshman, she's been a big-time player this season, 10 points against Holton. Right now, averaging 9 points per game, 3 rebounds per game. Don't take it away. The freshmen on this court are going to be some of the biggest players tonight. We know how Centralia is built. We know that it is a strong sophomore class, and Hayden Kramer and Josie Haverkamp, Delaney Becker, as well as Keelan Rempe. It is a dominant sophomore class, but is also led by their seniors, and Tayden Kramer, Owen Dieters. Of course, you flip the switch here, and you look at the Silver Lake Eagles, some of the rest of their upperclassmen, with Ella Bowen, the 5'11 senior, who's averaging nearly 12 points a game, but also nearly averaging nearly 12 points a game, and Paige Hyman. You have some big-time players. But with all that being said, let's announce really quickly the starting lines for both sides. Silver Lake Eagles going here from top to bottom. Kaylin Haney, the junior 5'7", who averages nearly 19 points a game this season, number 4. The freshman standing at 5'5", Karis Dieter, number 23. Taylor Zordel, number 13, averaging 8 points per game. The senior who stands at 5'6", Ella Bowen, who sits at 5'11", the senior, number 15. And finally, Paige Hyman, the junior 5'10", who's averaging nearly 12 points a game and 5 rebounds per game at number 14. Now, taking a look here at the Panthers in their home gym, Hayden Kramer, number 0, sometimes considered the hero. She is when it comes to leading this team down the court as the point guard. Tatum Kramer, the senior, great season so far, already nearly averaging 10 points a game and 3 rebounds a game. Owen Dieters, the Benedictine commit with over 1,000 career points, number 15. Corey Thompson, the junior, who is a dominant rebounder, leading a team with 6 rebounds per game, 12 on the season. Sava Gibbs, number 41. Excuse me, she was starting last week here, starting as the number 5th spot. Josie Haverkamp, number 42. But again, we'll probably see them both in this game quickly. We're going to take a quick break for the Playing Your National Anthem. We'll be back in just a minute and 30 seconds.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here with it, Crit and Profit. Kirk Tillman back in studio. Troy Poffitt off my left just helps me out with a couple things. Keeping a track of the game. And this one, well, it's going to be a fun one to keep a track of here with two high-scoring teams, Silver Lake Eagles. Girls here averaging 71.5 points per game, holding teams to just 28 points per game. Centralia Panthers, 50 points per game, holding teams at 34.5. And now we get on the way to the tip-off. Number 15 for the Eagles, Ella Bowen, And then as well for the Centralia Panthers coming out there on the tip-off number 42, Josie Haverkamp here, won by the Centralia Panthers, pinballing around a little bit before getting taken into the hands of Tatum Kramer. Now off to the right side, Hayden Kramer. Now skip to the far side, low side of the wing. That's Owen Dieters, the 1,000-point score to Bennett Dixon. Here at the right-hand drive, inside, top of the post, swings it out, Rempe. And now up to the top, now back to the far side wing. Hayden Kramer, drive with that right hand, goes across, near side, Corey Thompson from that starting lineup there. And now from the key, a two-point shot, Tatum Kramer lets it land. The Centralia Panthers take an early 2-0 lead. They drew 35 seconds off the clock. And by the way, there is a shot clock timer here. That is why Centralia is going to be the team that actually holds Substate this year. Easy rebound here for Tatum Kramer. Just had the points. Now she's got the rebound. Gets it out to Owen Dieters. Owen Dieters down the court now. Driving inside. Loses the ball. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to stay here with the Centralia Panthers. Already an early dominant of the possession time. It's 55 seconds into this game. 7:05 up here in the first quarter. You're locked in at 2.1. KMJ Centralia against Silver Lake. 2-0. The Panthers lead. Over top pass in here. Inbound from the corner. Dieters up on 3-point shot. And it lands. Oh, and Dieters already their first 3 points up here of the game. 12.5 average. Now looking in here at the Silver Lake offense. Taking it down the court, Keelan Haney. She's got looks from Wichita State to D1 College. Out to the far side post and losing possession of the ball. Back into the Centralia hands. Karis out of the freshman. Losing control of it in the corner. Now Hayden Kramer throwing it on the far side corner. The ball was lost inbounds. Owen Dieters. A little half-court pickup here from the Silver Lake girls. Down the court, broken quickly. Josie Haverkamp, near side wing, flown out to the far side. Kramer picks it up, now back to the top. Looking for the three-point shot, now off to the right side, firing. Owen Dieters, step on a screen for another three, and she lets it rip. Owen Dieters, back-to-back threes have been made, already 2 of 2. 8-0 starts this game, 6:24, the Panthers lead. Again, this is the first time we've seen a shot clock all year long. With it, Boland going underneath for the first points for the Eagles. It's none other than the freshman, Karis Dieter. 2 points already, breaking down the press, full court now. Josie Haverkamp nearly losing the ball out of bounds, keeping it alive, inside dump off. Tatum Kramer going in with it, loses the ball, tries to get it to her teammate on the far side, and that one's going to be a turnover. It's turnover here for Centralia. Both teams with a turnover here early on. One apiece. Near side, swung back up to the top, moving with it. Keelan Haney making a drive, and she makes a good case and effort for 2 points to go up to the free throw line as she was fouled. Not making the bucket, but bad on the shot. On the down low, that is our first foul here. It's going against Centralia Panthers against number 0, Hayden Kramer. First shot up, and first shot goes in. Keelan Haney. Averaging nearly 19 points a game. Here she's got her first one, misses the second free throw shot. Down the court quickly, almost finding Owen Dieters open underneath the basket before being swatted away by the freshman Dieter. Already down the court quick. As I mentioned, the underclassmen are going to be some of the biggest levels of play here tonight with their quickness. Owen Dieters holding it, throwing it inbounds, and a foul called against the Silver Lake Eagles. 5:44 left to go in the first quarter. 8-3, 5-point lead here for the Panthers. Owen Dieters looking for the throw underneath. The first foul of the game against Karis Dieter, the freshman. Dieters over the top by Hayden Kramer. Back to Dieters. Dieters quickly looking for the 3-point shot off the rim to the side and a rebound quickly down the court here by Boland. Boland down the court. Boland down the field. And what was an easy layup gets missed and rebounded by Tatum Kramer, second of the game. Hayden Kramer down the court quickly, bounce, and it's going to be off the foot, a kick. That possession will stay with the Panthers. Moving down the court quickly, and unfortunately not able to get the quick transitional layup. Well, the Silver Lake Eagles, quick rebound by Centralia, gets down the court, draws a kick, and they have the possession right back under Dieters. Throws a lob over the top. Hayden Kramer picks it for up going half court, just by the Centralia logo. Now to the right side of the wing, near side of Dieters, moving inside, facing the pressure. Rebound by Josie Haverkamp. Bounce around to Gibbs, to Tatum Kramer, before getting knocked out of bounds by Dieter at the far side of the home section. 5:11 to go here in the first quarter, still 8-3 it remains. Tatum Kramer gets it inside. Stewart's senior partner and teammate, Dieters, and then the Hayden Kramer near side, driving it around the world. She goes in a circle, but she also goes in for two. Hayden Kramer making some moves and waves. And she has an extension here to the lead. It's now 10-3. Silver Lake down by 7. Three-point shot up and off the rim from Zordil. And now that's going to be a travel by Silver Lake after they pick the ball up. Now two turnovers here against the Eagles, one against the Panthers. Substitutions coming in here. Keelan Renfe, the sophomore for the first time tonight, entering in the game for the sophomore, Aiden Kramer. Renfe already in the season, 3 points per game, 2.5 rebounds per game. Owen Dieters straight to the sophomore, Renfe. Renfe, left-hand dribble, back to Dieters. Dieters, right-hand dribble, now up to the right side, going behind her back, up to the top, screen set by Haverkamp, underneath pass off. And a foul, it's going to be a block up at the top of the post. 10-3 lead here, 4:33 left to go. Centralia Panthers still with it. Dieters, she's been the toss-in teammate all night long. Not only is she a great scorer and rebounder, but she has a great eye when it comes to throwing the ball in to her teammates. Right now she's been favoring the top side of the perimeter, though, on every throw-in, just hoping a teammate can get back to it. Some great coverage there by the Silver Lake girls on every single one of the tosses. This time goes inside. Owen Dieters looking around in the spin to go in. Dieters making some work. She's already got 8 points here in the first quarter. It's 12-3. Near side, drive inside is right now the Haney. She nearly loses the ball before it gets picked up by Boland. Far side skip to the sort of Zordell, the senior, to the deep side corner. She loses the ball, and that's going to be another turnover. And after three turnovers and allowing 12 points, it is now 12-3, and the Eagles will now have to look to call a timeout against the number two ranked team in the class of 1A is the Centralia Panthers. We're back in 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crennan Prophet alongside Troy Prophet, Kirk Hillman back in studio. 4-8 lead up to go in the first quarter. It's 12-3, 9-point lead here for the Panthers. The Eagles, they just called a timeout. Down 12-3, Dieters with the ball. Now swings it out to Rempe on the near side here. Now to the corner, now up to the top to Tatum Kramer. Going back to Rempe on the near side. She sets the screen for Rempe, nearly losing the ball. Gets a hold of it. Dieters, another three. Rips it away off the rim. Quick rebound snatched by Tatum Kramer. In there quickly. She's already got three rebounds here in the first quarter. Dieters looking up with it and trying to go up for the swan dive layup. And that will draw a foul. Dieters will now approach the charity line. Already with 8 points on the game. Only a five away from her game average so far. Dieters, first free throw shot, first free throw out. Dieters, last season again, nearly 19 points a game, 7 rebounds a game this season, nearly 13 points a game, 5 rebounds per game. Dieters here going 1-for-2 up at the free throw line. Now she's got 9 points on the game. She's almost already at a double. And right now there is currently a stoppage with referee. And now they will continue to play here. Not sure what that was about, but they just had a quick throw in on the far side. And now it will continue as the Silver Lake Eagles girls ball. Far side corner, 3-point shot taken, rattling right off the tin can. Savannah Wendy trying to make it to go in, but Gibbs, well, it gives it right back to her. Here, far side, and a steal on the down low, a turnover against the Panthers. Down the court, Chris, that's a Bolin. Far side of the wing, Haney, a pass off to Whitehead, and she couldn't get it to go in. Gibbs, a back-to-back rebound here down the court. So Centralia Panthers with the ball up by 10, 13-3. 3 minutes now left to go here of the first quarter. Far side. Now inside off the cut is Gibbs. She had a really nice look to the white of the board. Unfortunately, she couldn't go in with it. There was a rebound down on the court by Thompson, but it was re-picked up by the Eagles. The Eagles right down quickly down the court and in. Heyman, who had the rebound and the two. Gibbs down the court now. Hayden Kramer with it. It's a quick break of the press. Up by eight. Hayden Kramer going through the pressure. Another layup miss. Thompson makes the recovery. And this time, after the recovery, there is a bleed. But the 2 point being made in the Eagles calling another timeout. 15-5, down by 10. Two timeouts nearly back to back here. Trying to get things going here early in the first quarter. Central Atlanta Panthers still with a 10-point lead, 15-5. We're back in 30 here on 2.1 KMZA.
It's the holiday season, and Heinen True Value on Main and Seneca is in the saving spirit. Keep your business local and take advantage of these holiday specials going on now through December 31st. Save 20% off all toys in stock only. Save 20% off all in-stock clothing. Save 25% on all Christmas lights in stock only. And if that wasn't enough, Heinen True Value is extending their 60th anniversary sales until the end of the year as well. Find that special gift for those loved ones of yours by shopping Heinen True Value on Main in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Right now, Centralia Panthers lead up 15-5. Silver Lake Eagles calling their second time out. Their first one, they were down 12-3. This time down 15-5. Again, Eagles just trying to make some quick adjustments early on. You don't want to get down early in the first quarter and try to play catch up for the last of the three quarters of play. You want to be able to keep it competitive early on so you don't have to force yourselves to get back in this game. Because, you know, a team like Centralia Panthers, they're not going to put JV on you when they're up 20 or 30 points. So they're going to try to keep it going here. So you know you want to make the adjustments early on. Down the court, Silver Lake Eagles get the ball knocked out of bounds from the Panthers' paws. So they will stay here with the Lady Eagles at the far side corner. On the throw in, Taylor Zordel, the 5'6" senior, is averaging 8 points a game. Throws it in up to the top of the wing to the freshman Diner. Diner dribbling up to the top left hand. She's 1-1 against Dieters. And the ball gets knocked out. Credit there defensively by Dieters. Ball mixed and blended out of bounds by Boland and the Eagles. And now the Panthers will try to see if they can get another strike. 15-5. 2 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Ball tipped up and a steal up until the point of a foul. But there will still be a possession change. A foul against Centralia. That will go down as a turnover. Both teams have three turnovers. Centralia Panthers, however, with 9 rebounds. The Eagles only with 2. 15-5, 2 minutes left to go now in the first quarter. Substitutions coming in here. Number 20, Alana Brewster, the 5'4" senior, coming into the game for the Eagles. Near side, taking it down was Haney. Now back up to the top. Dieter, driving inside, kicking it out. Open three-point shot just off the rim and rebounded by Haberkamp. Down the court quickly now, Dieters to Hayden Kramer. Kramer, the drive inside, gets it out to Rempe. Rempe, the drive and step inside at the top of the key, and they're going to get her on a pretty clear travel there, an extra step after stopping on the pivot. So pack your bags, going back down the court. This is air travel if you're the Eagles, flying with the feathers. Here, Haney, down the court now, left-hand dribble, past half court now, to the right hand, out to the left, a quick little lob tap over the Boland. Boland trying to use the rim on the three-point shot, but did not rattle in. Fighting for the ball and getting a steal after the rebound. It is the Silver Lake Eagles. They're fighting for it underneath, and it will, looks like, stay possession of the Eagles. So right there, big credit to the Eagles getting aggressive down low. Zordel, and now a quick steal back to the Panthers. Open down the court. No one was there to catch her. Oh, and Dieters. That's going to be yet another turnover, the fourth of the game now against the Eagles. Both teams with 4 turnovers. Their side wing, the drive inside, Haney. It was tipped a little bit, and it will be rebound by Gibbs. Gibbs already 4 rebounds on the game. She's nearly averaging 6 rebounds a game. Dieters, far side, low side of the wing. Now finds, goes into Josie Haberkamp. Haberkamp, she's saying go to the right, Dieters, but Dieters goes to the left, still gets the ball. Dieters inside, bounce passes it out, nearly a bad play, It gets saved, though. Rempe, a drive inside. Open is Hayden Kramer by a mile, and she misses. It's rebounded by Haney. Down the court quickly, trying to break the quick press and foul on the down low. A great transitional look from the Eagles, finding Elena Brewster underneath. Great pass down the court by Kaylin Haney. The foul is against Hayden Kramer, her second in the game and of the quarter. Teams both with three fouls on the game and quarter. First free throw shot up and in for Elena Brewster, the 5'4" senior. Now on the year, she's 2 of 3. Shot 50% coming in the day, 1 of 2. Trying to increase that percentage to maybe 75%, and she'll get it. 2 for 2 up the free throw line. Elena Brewster now back down just by 10. Silver Lake Eagles, 17-7, 24 seconds left to go here of the first quarter, and a foul on the down low. Going to get some contact against Elena Brewster. And officially going to be against Jaylee Whitehead, the 5'5" sophomore. Deaters once again to throw underneath. Substitution in here for Silver Lake. Taylor Zordel coming back into the game. Coming out will be the one who just fouled Whitehead. Inside here, Dieters on the near side, low of the corner. Haverkamp looking around, fighting through contact, and just using the back of the rim to go inside. Haverkamp, that's her first points in the game to complement her 2 rebounds. Far side, Wendy going up to the top to Brewster. Brewster fighting through contact, but a steal. That's going to be yet another turnover, the 5th of the quarter, and the quarter will end 19-7. A dominant start here in a 12-point lead for the Centralia Panthers. We're back here to Midland on 2.1 KMZA. Don't go nowhere. We got a battle of 2 top-ranked teams in each of their own classifications.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crennan Prophet, Troy Prophet off to my left, and Kirk Hillman back in studio. Dominant start here for the Centralia Panthers as they came out of that first quarter 19-7. Silver Lake girls with the ball right now. Near side, backup stop, Haney. Haney to the far side. Out to Dieter. Inside pass now. Back out to the wing. 3-point shot up and loaded, fired, and rebound by Gibbs. Gibbs already impressively to start here with 5 rebounds on the game. And a quick steal down the court. Haney, a turnover, the 5th of the game against Centralia. Haney is stuck. She gets a little dump off and a travel against Zordel. Haney, she's been real selfless with the ball, but perhaps she should just keep looking to take it. Sometimes, maybe herself, just go against that one-on-one. She drew 1 foul, went up to that line, and went 1 of 2. Here, a low post shot, missed and rebounded by the Eagles, falling underneath. Back in the hands of Haney. Haney, near side, up to the top of the perimeter. He got a 12-point lead, 19-7, a minute into the second quarter. No one scored yet. Near side swing to the far side now, back up to the top. Right now, going around the world here for the Eagles, just trying to find the open three-pointer. Now going inside to Bowen. Bowen, ball gets knocked away off her leg, and they're going to say that's a turnover. First of the quarter against the Eagles. The Eagles with 6 turnovers on the game. The Charlotte Panthers with 5, but the Panthers, they out-rebound the Eagles in the first quarter, 11-3. Far side, stepping in for a long 2 is Tatum Kramer, and she goes in for 2. She's now got 4 points on the game. The Eagles down 21-7, down by 14. up the top. Haney. Haney out to the left side to Zordell. Zordell looking for a skip here to Dieter. Dieter, a drive inside underneath the legs. Goes up back to the top. Haney. Haney left side here to Zordell. Back at the lane. Back inside. Haney. Zordell. Zordell out to the left. A trap, and now the ball crosses half court. Repossessed by Silver Lake. Silver Lake, far side of the wing. Haney. Haney back to Zordell. Back inside here. Top of the key. Bowen. Bowen back out to Zordell. A skip back to Dieter. Dieter holding it up high. Now back to the inside of Bolin, and Bolin gets a foul. Well, she does not get a foul, but she gets fouled. It's against number 23, Keelan Rempe, the sophomore. That is the first to foul. Both teams' fouls resetting here to the second quarter. Rule came in last year in Kansas, where every quarter fouls reset. As soon as you get the 5 fouls in a quarter, is an automatic double bonus. The drive inside here, the right hand to finish, but could not go in. It rolled around. And a rebound for Haverkamp, but a jump ball. Jump ball will keep the possession with the Centralia Panthers. Possession arrow next will go to the Eagles. Owen Dieters here with the right hand dribble. Down the court, crossing half court. 1-on-1 against the Wichita look. A D1 looking to maybe commit. And Haney. Inside jump off on the bounce pass, and they're going to get Dieters on a travel. In the far side corner, she stepped in. But right before she had the bounce pass to Haverkamp, she took an extra step. 21-7 here. Down the court. Far side. And now a dump trying to get it in and rebounded by Cora Thompson. Underneath, that's her third of the game. Quickly working down the court. Kramer, near side of the wing, up to the top here. Dieters open by a mile, and she sends it in. Dieters is already 3 of 4 from the 3-point today, and that's going to charge another timeout as the Eagles. It was 19-7 coming here into the second quarter, and so far it's been a drought of nearly 2 minutes and 38 seconds. They have yet to score. The Panthers, they have scored 5. We're back in 30 here on 19.1 KMZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to Kansaland Radio. Cruising along tonight in our girls game here to start. The third timeout taken by Silver Lake, down 24-7. Again, this is their third timeout. Their first one, they were down 12-3. Second one, down 15-5. Here, their third of it, down 24-7. They've only went up 2 points in each single one of those timeouts here. In the game, Centralia Panthers, they have not looked into their pocket of timeouts. And look at that, another steal here for the Panthers. Now 7 turnovers on the game for the Silver Lake Eagles. 3-point shot, Dieters again, this time rolling out of the bowl. Rebound, though, to recollect before losing the possession and turning it over, getting it right back to the Silver Lake Eagles. Down the court with it, Haney. Now to the top, open 3-point shot for Bolin, and just off the back of the rim, but rebounded by Zordel. Zordel going in with it, but the rebound by Tatum Kramer. Kramer now 4 points on the game, down the court quickly. Owen Dieters, Dieters right to left, underneath the legs now, near side wing, up to the top, far side to Rempe. Rempe inside pass off in the box. Haverkamp trying to go up with it, she fights for her own rebound against 3 players. And coming up with the rebound, the Eagles after the missed shot is Bolin. He's now got 3 on the game. Near side shot, Zordell 3, and it sticks! Taylor Zordell with their first points of the game. Coming off the 3-point shot, the near side wing. It's now just a 14-point game, 24-10. That's the first points here of the quarter. And an NBA-type layup move by Owen Dieters. Couple of steps in there, but unfortunately for her, she misses. Zordell with the rebound. She's at back-to-back now. Haney inside, Dieter open 3, the freshman nearly clicks, but a rebound by Dieters. Cedars, her first rebound of the game. Down the court, Tatum Kramer holding it. Step inside, finesse off the backboard and rebound. Here by Paige Hyman, her second of the game. And loses the ball and steal. Eighth turnover of the game from the Eagles. Panthers recollecting the possession here. Cedars, far side, pass to Tatum Kramer. Now back up to the top to Owen Dieters. Dieters driving inside, down right of Broadway, and she's fouled. Couldn't get the shot up, though, so he'll just take her out of bounds here on another throw-in. Near the Silver Lake Eagles bench, but on the baseline. Silver Lake making a couple of substitutions here to the court side. Vanna Wendy coming back out to the court. Inside pass and stolen. That's a turnover against the Panthers. Down the court quickly with it. Haney, left side dump off. Pump fake Wendy. Wendy stolen. Another turnover here. That's the ninth of the game. Down the court to Rempe from Dieters. Rempe outside. Open three. It's a long one. It gets skipped off the rim and into the hands of Bolin. Bolin, four rebounds on the game. Down the court now. Haney, driving inside. Underneath layup draws the foul. Haney. Again, only 1 point in this game, going 1 of 2, nearly 19 points a game. I mentioned it earlier. You know, a lot of the times, as a coach and a player, you want to be selfless with the ball, but Haney needs to get a little more just action in oriented. Just go in there and draw those fouls, and right there she does. Haney drawing that foul. Second time she's drawn one today. She's now hit 2 of 3 tonight. 6 of 11 on the season. 12 of the season, I should say, and this time she also goes 1 of 2. So she's 2 of 4 tonight. 6 of 13 on the season. Hayden Kramer trying to drive in, and it's going to give you a foul against Vanna Wendy, the sophomore. 24 to 11. There's going to be a throw in here on the near side of the benches. Centralia Panthers working left to right of your dial right now. The Panthers in the white tops and white bottoms. Whereas the Silver Lake Eagles are in the red tops, red bottoms, dark red, as well as the gold-looking stripes. Inside drive, Tatum Kramer trying to get to Gibbs. Gibbs recollects the ball, nearly turning it over. Inside finds Rempe, and Rempe is fouled on the low side block near of me. The visitor section. 13-point lead, 24-11, 2:22 to go of the half. Rempe takes a trip up here to the free throw line. Keelan Rempe, the sophomore, averaging 3 points per game on the season. Her first shot up, and her first shot is good. Keelan Rempe getting set up here for her second free throw shot, trying to extend this lead. And it just rolls right off, and it's rebounded by Gibbs. Gibbs goes right back up with it, could not make it, and then it's rebounded by Cora Thompson before it is stolen. So down the court quickly, it will go down as a turnover as well as a rebound for Thompson. Out of bounds. They're going to throw it inside, up to the top. With it, Haney out to the left side. To Wendy. Wendy trying a three-point shot. Rebounded by Haney. Haney trying the three. Could not get it as well. Back-to-back rebounds by the Eagles. And it looks like the Eagles are going to get called. Possibly on a travel. No, it's going to be a travel called against the Panthers. Another turnover here. That'll be the Panthers' eighth turnover of the game. Sort of like Eagles trying to get the toss in here. Going for underneath, up to the top here. The drive inside by Whitehead, bounces out. Now the near side wing, now the low side corner, back up to the top of the wing. Getting flown around all sides of the perimeter here, getting screened around, and looks like it's going to be a half-court violation called against the Eagles. You can hear a lot of disagreement in that call right there. That's going to be another turnover, the 10th of the game. 10th of the game. 25-11, 1:31 left here to go. And the first 11. Moving up with it, Tatum Kramer. Tatum Kramer out to the left side. Bounce passing it. And now Owen Dieters. Owen Dieters driving in, trying to go for the reverse underhand layup. Couldn't get it to go in. Brewster picks it up and now goes down the court with it. To Haney. Haney trying to use that right hand to lob it in. Could not get the shot to flow through. Kramer picks up the rebound. To Owen Dieters. Dieters down the court. Right hand to left hand switch. Pulls up for a two on the low post between. And she was not able to get it, but a steal. And back into possession, and Dieters tries a two-point shot, couldn't get it to go in, and now another rebound, but trying to steal it again. This time a foul. So after the Eagles have to get nearly back-to-back rebounds for the ball, they finally get a foul against the Centralia Panthers on the underneath. 25-11, 14-point lead. 49.1 seconds left to go. The Panthers, again, with that lead. Off to the near side. Working right to left of your dial is the Silver Lake Eagles. Here, down the court with it. Now to the top of the wing. Now a drive inside, and they're going to get a double dribble on the senior, Taylor Zordel, a 5'6" senior. 40.1 seconds left to go. Now, there was a shot clock, but I suppose it's been removed. I'm wondering if that is when the referees came to the scoreboard and had a reset and made a stoppage of play happen. It looks like there will be no shot clock for maybe the remainder of this game. Rempe up at the top of the perimeter, gets it out to Dieters. Dieters for fifth three-point shot of the day, and it lands! Dieters, 4 of 5 from around the perimeter. She is having an incredible first half. Quick layup trying to respond down the court. Ball knocked out of bounds. Dieter with the hustle. A freshman. 28-11. 17-point lead here. Swung out. Near side to Wendy. Wendy out to the top to Brewster. Brewster seeing what she can brew up. Brews up to the freshman for the three. And Dieter kicks it on the far corner to end the half. No other better way than to have your freshman player give you some motivation to go into the locker room. Down 28-14, a 14-point lead, still 6 for the Panthers, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes here for our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from the island, cc.edu. We're back here in a couple of minutes on KMZN 92.1.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSU Sports Radio Network here for our Highland Halftime Show. Again, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from it, online at highlandcc.edu. I actually just wrapped up my first semester at Highland. I couldn't recommend a college even more. It's a great first semester. So again, shout out to Highland Community College right there with it. But again, right now with it is the Centralia Panthers with a 14-point lead, 28-14. It is the powerhouse of 1A Division 1 against the powerhouse, the Silver Lake Eagles of 3A. And this Silver Lake Eagles team has won 28 straight games. They have not lost in over a season and a half ago. They've been incredibly dominant, having the perfect 26-0 season last year to win the 3A state title. The Centralia Panthers, they're contending for an incredible season. They have already taken down Nemaha Central 46-24. They've already taken down St. Mary's 54-45. Keep in mind, they're still not playing in their own classification. They are simply paying in powerhouses bigger than them, and they're not even playing small-time teams in those 3A classifications. They're playing the best of the best. And so this makes you got to question, how's this team going to play against when they get to their own territory? That's what's the really scary thing about this young Centralia Panthers team. And when you break things down, this team on all fronts has just been incredible. They make teams turn the ball over at such an incredible rate in every single game. They have one of the best full court pressures as well as on the ball man-to-man pressures just in the game. Owen Zeters, right now in this one, she hit 4 3-point shots. She's got already 12 points from the 3-point shots, but not only 12 points from the 3-point shots, well, you're going to also extend 15 total points for her. She's got 15 points in that first half alone. She's averaging 13 points a game. And I was talking about her earlier. I was like, hey, you know, last year she was averaging 19 points a game. Right now only averaging nearly 13 because, well, she's playing high-level competition. Well, it didn't take her too long, or at least it didn't take her until she got the DVL play to go back or trying to get back to that average. And she's already attacking it hard here tonight. She's the leading scorer again, with 15 points on the game, hitting 4 threes. She went 1 of 2 at the free throw line, as well as 2 inside shots. Cora Thompson, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Tiffa Gibbs on the game, 6 rebounds. Josie Haverkamp with 5 rebounds and 2 points. Keelan Rempe going 1 of 2 up at the free throw line. And breaking down some stats here for both of these teams up to this point, 11 turnovers against the Eagles, 8 turnovers against the Panthers, 22 rebounds for the Panthers, and 14 rebounds for the Lady Eagles. Looking at the free throw line, 4 of 6 on the line is the Eagles. 2 of 4 at the line is the Panthers. So right there, a little bit on the edge of the shooting percentage. And I think when you look at what can be some keys here, going into the second half, I think really it comes down to a lot of the time getting more aggressive, just playing a more physical game. And when it comes back to it, Kaylin Haney is a player who is right now being held to 2 points. She's averaging 19 a game, nearly. And if a player like her who has that, you want to find a way, how do we get her in this game more actively? Well, the best way for her to get in this game is kind of get into it herself. And the way she's done that is at the free throw line. So for her, she's really just got to stay to that. She's got to stay tuned and be in that directional front. She just has to keep attacking inside and drawing fouls because she's getting them. She just has to apply and get and go for them. Now looking at some other players on this team, and Karis Dider, she's got 5 points. She's actually the leading scorer, so kudos and shout out to the freshman as she also ended the half with a 3-point shot for Silver Lake. That put a little motivation to go into the half. But again, you want some bigger and some more scorers on the team. You have 2 players who nearly average 12 points a game. Well, one of them has no points, Nella Bullen, and the other one only has 2. Looking down the roster a little bit, Elena Brewster, she's got as well 2 points. She went 2 of 2 at the free throw line in the first quarter. She's got a rebound, but again, you go back to it defensively. This team is just getting stuck in the muck. They got to find a way to get down the court, limit the turnovers, and drive inside. And you can also credit there, the 3-point shots have not been hitting. Only 2 threes were made in that first half from the Eagles. When you compare that to the Centralia Panthers, they nailed 4 threes. Now, again, 3-point shots don't matter a whole lot for us when you consider that, you know, 2 to 4. But it's that slot, that shot selection that really comes down to. How many shots from the perimeter has Centralia taken? Well, they have taken about 5 or 6, and they have hit 4 of them. Now, the Silver Lake Eagles have taken 5 to 8. And when you take that many shots from around the perimeter, you want to at least hit 50%. Right now, they're only hitting about a quarter of that. So when you take that shot selection, you want to hope that most of that shot selection lands. The Panthers right now, they're just doing a great job of their shot selection. They're getting open girls. They're getting open players. And that's the difference. They're setting screens to get their guards open. So really, what you want to do is take a little bit of a page out of your opponent and try to get that applied here. And this, again, Centralia Panthers already with great accolades to start the season, taking down NC and St. Mary's. No matter what the outcome of this game, you know the Panthers are going to be fired up for the rest of the year. The Silver Lake Eagles, they do not want a 28-game losing streak coming to an end against a Class 1A Division I team here on the road. But we'll talk more about it as we head into the second half in just a couple of minutes here. You've been locked into 92.1 KMZA. Please come back for the second half. Again, it's the Panthers against the Eagles here in a big-time game on 92.1 KMZA. It's 28-14, 14-point lead for the Panthers. Stay locked in here. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back here after the halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from that online at highlandcc.edu. Here the Centralia Panthers up again at 28-14, and they're with it with the possession here to start the half. Their side up to the top, Haverkamp, the drive inside, hands back up to Dieters, wide open three, off the rim, and a rebound aggressively, but down low from Bolin, and Bolin draws a foul. And that underneath play is going to be real crucial here. Again, the Panthers out-rebounding the Eagles in that first half, 22-14 unofficially. And also, we bring back also the shot selection. Panthers just mostly nailing their outside the perimeter shot. Here, in the far side corner, Haney up to the top to Dieter, pump faking, back up to Bolin. Bolin trying to skip, goes through traffic though with the throw, and that's going to be an easy steal. Dieters. Skipping on the down low to Hayden, to Tatum. Tatum Kramer with it. Back to Tatum Kramer. Set the screen for up to the top. A near steal by the freshman, but Dieters has it in the far side of the wing. Goes it over the top. A nice cut and veer inside from Haverkamp. That's a big level move right there. Move from Haverkamp. Haverkamp, she has been dominant underneath today. Probably one of the tallest players on the court. A quick steal down the court by Tatum Kramer. Uses the underneath of her palm to put it in. And that's going to be an easy layup for two. Waiting here what they're going to say the call is. Looks like they got some people from the crowd stepping inside there, so they're going to reset the level of play, I believe. I think they had some kid walk in on the sideline. So, still Eagles ball here. Second half, again. 6:45 left to go in the third quarter, 32-14. 4 points out of the gate here for the Panthers. None so far for the Eagles. Nearly a minute and 20 seconds in here, but they're trying to get the first one to score. It's the freshman who hit the three-point shot to end the half. Couldn't get it, but a quick rebound from Sortle. And Sortle puts it in, her fifth in the game. Now with three rebounds. Far side of the wing, Tatum Kramer. Now up to the near. Now left side to Dieters. Dieters holding it high. Up top to Haverkamp. And she saw Haverkamp from the rear view mirror coming inside, tried to find her. Well, she wound up accidentally turning the ball over. Near side, driving down the court. Up to the top. Far side, Zortle to Bolin. Open player underneath, going in! 14, Paige Hyman! I talked about ripping the page from the playbook, from the opponent, and right there, what does Paige do? Well, she takes a step out of it and goes in for two. Zordo here getting the ball after a block. So that'll be considered a turnover. But unfortunately, a turnover to give the ball right back to the Panthers. Down the court, inside of the low wing, now on the baseline, Dieters, out to Haverkamp. 3-point shot off the rim. Rebound by Haney. Haney, her second in the game. She's only got 2 points. Haney, near side corner, Zornel, the three, off the rim, trying to go for it, Sider, and they're going to call a jump ball. It will look to, looks like there's going to be a timeout on the court. So we'll take the timeout as well. It's the Eagles' timeout. They have called all four timeouts today. We're back in 30 seconds. The Eagles down 32. The 18, 5:20 to go in the third quarter.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to assure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Both teams so far in the third quarter scoring 4 points each. It's 32-18. The Panthers with the lead. Posting up on the down low. And Haney finally gets that low post shot she's been looking for. To help her team get a closer deficit here, only down by 12, 32-20. Outscoring the Panthers here in the third quarter now, 6-4. Underneath, here on the throw-in, Owen Dieters for the Panthers. Looking high with the ball, goes inside to Gibbs, and Gibbs, well, give it to her for her first 2 points of the game. Down the court, Haney trying to respond. Far side wing push, now deep corner, 3-point shot by the freshman! And she's been keeping it fresh all night long. All three quarters, she scored. And back-to-back, she's hit a three. 34-23, 4:45 to go. Thompson, screen, Dieters over the top. A little bit of a jersey grab on the back. I think they're going to get the foul. And they are. You saw the little bit of the tug. That's going to be the second foul of the quarter against the Eagles. Second foul of the game against Bolin. Rempe on the throw, and ball up in the air. Gibbs grabs it, tries to go to the rim with it, and it's rebounded right back to Gibbs. Inside, Haverkamp! What an incredible move in the middle of the box! The right-hand hook shot. Something my grandpa used to show me, and that one, well, it looked great. And a point for Haverkamp just then. Eagles with the ball. And it's going to be a foul against Dieters on the near side. They're going to say a push. 36-23. And I'll tell you what, seeing two high-level teams play at this intensity and scale, it makes me feel like I'm now watching college ball. I mean, you got two people on the team who have college looks, D2 from Benedictine and D1 to Wichita State for Haining. So you got college athletes there down on the court. So it's really no big surprise that this is one of the best looking games you're going to see in this level of classification from these two teams. The freshman, another three, almost releases. Dieter almost hit it. This one off the backboard into Gibbs' hands. Gibbs has been a rebound machine tonight. She's got the ball at the top. Driving down the left side of Broadway. Now in the inside of the box. Out of it to the wing. Now gets it to Cora Johnson. Up to Hayden Kramer. Gets it quickly. Bounce past to Gibbs. Gibbs far side of the corner. Loses the ball to Hayden Kramer. Now Hayden Kramer driving on the baseline. Going up with it. Loses the ball. Out of bounds. Back into her hands after the block. Back outside. Inside shot for Hayden Camp. And she misses. Rebound for the freshman Dieter. Her first in the game. The freshman down the court quickly, an underhand almost, but they're going to say a charge. You can hear the chants of the stadium. First charge we've had tonight, caught against the Eagles. That will go down as a turnover. Eagles unofficially 14 turnovers in the game, 10 against the Panthers. 36-23 is the score. 13-point lead for the Panthers. Keeping it close here. 3:16 left to go in the third quarter. Owen Dieters turning it around. Bad pass. Haverkamp tips back to Hayden Kramer on the wing. She keeps it on her shoulder like Polly wants a cracker. She tries to go in with it. Trying to see if they get the end one. They're going to say no good. Foul against the Panthers. What an incredible spurt of play, and that's going to be the 11th turnover against the Panthers. 13-point lead still for them, 36-23. 2:55 left to go. Dribbling, right-hand pass off to the freshman on the underneath, and then a foul. That's going to put Bolin up to the free throw line. And that first half, the Eagles shot 4 of 6 from the charity line. The Panthers, 2 of 4. And now increasing those numbers. Now 5 to 7. 5 of 7 of the game. Bolin, that's her first point. And she's going to get her second. Ella going 2 for 2 now on the year. 2 of 7. Just above 50% shooting from the charity line. A quick steal down the court. It's the freshman. And an easy layup for Dieter. She's the leading scorer here today with double digits. She's got 10 points. She's averaging 9 points a game. She's busted her average. Dieter's on the baseline trying to look around. The ball is fumbled and it's put back into the hands of Steele. Against the Panthers, they're looking quickly down the court. It's going to be a pinball right into the hands of the Eagles. That's another turnover. 15th of the game. Down the court quickly. A timeout taken by head coach Dusty Thompson. His first of the game as momentum has swung. As there's only a 9-point lead on the board. We're back in 30 seconds. The Panthers have gotten this one drawn close to him from the Eagles.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, down once, 28-14 at the half, is only down 36-27 is the Eagles. They have outscored the Panthers in the third quarter, 13-8. They just forced Coach Thompson to call his first time out of the game. Almost a three-point shot by Gibbs. She makes her own rebound. The ball is loose on the ground, and it's going to go to the Eagles. That's another Panther turnover. It's going to be a foul offensively. The Panthers, 12 turnovers on the game. Haney down the court. She's one player for the Eagles that they want to try to really commit, try to get back in this game. They need her to get going now. Haney out to the left side, passing. Dider, the three! The freshman has been hot all night long! She's got a career high here with 13 points on this game! Far side, Dieters, trying to get her team locked back in here. Now it's only a 6-point game, 36-30. Inside, dumped off on the lob to Aiden Kramer, going around the world here. They're going to get a foul underneath. The Eagles now outscoring the Panthers 16-8 in the third quarter. That is the difference maker. They have applied all the keys I mentioned at halftime, and that is what gets you back to success. And here the Panthers will keep the possession. No, they will look to lose it. No, they will keep it. It was a foul. It's the fifth foul of the quarter, and it will put Gibbs up to the free throw line. And Ellis will give her a couple of free opportunities. And she cashes in the first one. Gibbs now with 3 points on the game. Now 1-1 up at the free throw line. Now it's now a 7-point game, 37-30. This game being a test for both teams being powerhouses in their own classification. David Gibbs, the sophomore, trying to hit her second one, and she does. And when you got a team trying to pace up the tempo and climb it right back in, it was the best thing to do. Get some free throw opportunities to make it an 8-point game. 38-30, applying the full court tempo, down the court, breaking the press, going up and in, the and one from Wendy. And Wendy, well, she will see her way up to the free throw line. It is now a 6-point game. This is the closest this game has been since the first quarter. 38-32. And one could not go in, but Wendy, she made her first points up of the game. With it, Dieters holding it head high, going inside to Haverkamp, and there's a foul. It's 38-32. This is going to send up to the line Haverkamp. 1:09 left to go here in the third quarter. Just a 6-point lead now for the Panthers. They have only been extending it here via the free throw line. Back with it, trying to nail it on through is Haverkamp. She misses the first free throw shot. Both teams have 5 fouls, so it will be double bonus for the next 1:09 of this third quarter. Haverkamp, she makes the next one drown. She's now got 5 points on the game. Only working down by 7 points is the Eagles. They have clawed and closed here tonight. Near side, up to the top here to Hyman. Hyman out to the near side wing. The drive by Wendy. The pass out up to the top. Now a bounce pass back to the near side wing. It's a man-to-man pressure with a baseline zone. Driving in, nearly making the layup, going back for her own rebound, Haney. And Haney has 4 points in this quarter alone. 39-34, now just a 5-point game. Hayden Kramer trying to go up with it, and she gets it. Spun around and in for two. 41-34. Silver Lake has it. 28 seconds. 3-point shot off the rim from Whitehead. The rebound by Whitehead. And she goes out of bounds with it. Possession will change. Now Josie Haverkamp coming in for a team of Gibbs. So the sophomore for the sophomore trade-in. Still a 7-point game, 41-34. It's been a brutal third quarter here for the Panthers, but a successful one here for the Eagles. Dieters, the far side of the wing, coming up to the top side. She's not been able to get open all day in this third quarter. And here she will stay contested. Haverkamp is going to get caught on a jump ball. Perhaps maybe they were looking for an over-the-top reach, as what the call maybe should have been, but it will get recalled. That's going to be a jump ball and turnover. Panthers, 13 turnovers on the game, 16 against the Eagles unofficially. Rolling the ball in the court with just 5 seconds left to go. 3-point shot! Taken! Haney throws up the three fingers as the possession in the corner ends. That is now back-to-back quarters. The Eagles have ended on 3-point shots. And this, the half ended 28-14. Going into the fourth quarter, it's a 4-point game, 41-37. You're locked into 92.1 KMZA. Stay like that for another 8 minutes of basketball.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. This was a 28-14 game at half. It is a just right now a 41-37 game. It has gotten intense here tonight. It, going underneath right now with it, making the rebound here is Gibbs. It's the Panthers with the possession to start this quarter. Hayden Kramer stepping inside, driving, and she's going to get the and one. Well, maybe. We'll see if they call here. They haven't fixed it at the point up on the board. They're going to say an and one for her. Hayden Kramer, a quick response to start this quarter. Looking for the and one shot, and it goes right out. Touch as it goes out of bounds by Tava Gift, trying to go for that rebound. In that third quarter, the Panthers were outscored by 10 points, 23-13. That is a big difference maker right there. They won that first quarter 19-7 and 9-7 in the second quarter, so keeping it close was the Eagles. And right there, they found that burst that they needed. Foul from the Panthers on the down low from the drive from Haney. And Haney, she was another one of those players that in that first half just couldn't really get going, only 2 points. But in the second half alone, she's got 7 points. The freshman, you can't forget her indictor. She has currently 8 points in this half. Rebound by Haverkamp. Down the court with it. Dieters. Tatum Kramer. Back up to Dieters on the far side of the wing. They drive up to the top. Looking for Gibbs. And there's going to be a charge against the offense. And now that will re-give the possession back to the Eagles. That's going to be a turnover against the Centralia Panthers. Panthers here on the game with 14 turnovers, 16 called against the Eagles. 43-37. A big part of this success has also been the rebounding, as the Eagles were rebounded 22-14 that first half, and another 3-point shot by Heinen, and she throws up the three fingers again. She has hit back-to-back threes for herself in different quarters. Dieters with it, stuck in the far side of the wing, goes underneath the Haverkamp, fadeaway shot off the rim. Dieters reflects the rebound, she's fouled, she'll go up to the free throw line. But the Eagles, after the 3-point shot by Haney, it's a 3-point game, 43-40. The game has only inched closer and closer here in this third and fourth quarter. Dieters up at the free throw line. The first shot goes right into the bowl. And Dieters, well, she's been really quiet since that first half. In fact, she did not score at all in the third quarter. Right there, she banks back-to-back shots. Now a 5-point lead, 45-40. Near side here. Inside, the freshman Dieter almost going in with it. Averkamp picks up the rebound. Meters down the court here. Right-hand dribble going cross-court with it. Diagonally and trying to go down underneath is Kramer. Kramer's going to get fouled underneath. And Kramer will have to go up and shoot two up at the free throw line. Panthers only taking two trips up to the free throw line in that first half. They have taken many here in the second. And it has been very beneficial for him, as it has been the key to their point. David Gibbs, she went to the line and went 2-for-2 earlier. Dieters, she went 2-for-2. It has been the only thing that's been keeping the extension of this lead. Aiden Kramer, first shot up, and the first shot is in. And a lot of the time, what is the biggest key to basketball in late quarters? It's the free throw line. It is going to be your saving grace most of the time. Aiden Kramer, first shot in, first shot up, second shot up, and it is out. Aiden Kramer, now with just 7 points on the game. Haney, down by six, 46-40, loses the ball at the turnover. The Panthers have it, and they nearly lose again. The one-on-one against the Benedictine College commit Dieters. The Wichita State look. Haney, but Aiden Kramer makes a quick response on the baseline to go in for two. It's now an 8-point game, 48-40. The Panthers with back-to-back points here. Far side, trying to go up for a 3-point shot, and then in for the layup, couldn't get it to go in. And Dieter tried to get the and one with the reverse layup. What's a swan dive underneath? She was fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two. Dieter has not went up to the free throw line tonight. First trip up here, she hits it. Dieter on this season is a perfect 100% shooter when up at the free throw line. She is now 2-for-2. 1-for-1 in this game. Trying to go 2-for-2. She misses the second one, and it's rebounded by Gibbs. Dieter, what an incredible game she is having. Owen Dieters working with it. Left side, Broadway, and she's fouled, and she'll go up to the free throw line. And I mentioned, Owen Dieters had not had any points in that third quarter. So how do you get a player like her going in the fourth? You get her up to the free throw line. You get some players in foul trouble. The next foul against Silver Lake will immediately be a double bonus for the Panthers. Dieters, who was 2-for-2 tonight, is now 2-for-3, misses the first free throw shot here on her second trip up. Only a 7-point lead, trying to extend it back to an 8-point lead. It is Dieters, and the second one sinks. Down the court here, Haney directing traffic, 49-41. 5:21 left to go. Haney driving inside, kicks it out, 3-point shot off the rim in the backboard. Rebounded by Averkamp. Almost a good shot by Wendy. Dieters driving in on the left, spinning around, going through defenders, fighting for the rebound. It's recollected by Whitehead, her first of the game. Down the court, Haney kicks it out. Wendy looking for the three. Now it's a freshman off the rim and rebounded by Dieters, her second of the game. Dieters drives inside the key, kicks it out to Tatum Kramer. Inside three, that's Hayden Kramer, and she dives in for two. And a timeout taken by Dusty Thompson. And what an incredible time to call a timeout. Okay, we get it, a great layup. Now we're up by 10. Let's settle down. Let's regroup our defense. And let's get a 30-second timeout here. We're back in 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZ, extending back out to a 10-point game, 61-41. The Panthers with the lead.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We just got off a Hayden Kramer layup. Man, she has been taking control here in this fourth quarter. In this fourth quarter alone, the sophomore has 7 points. She is doing her most, but really it's been the underclassmen who have dominated this second half. Also the Karis, a Dieter girl, freshman from the Eagles. In this second half alone, she's already got 9 points. It's 51-41, 4:43 left to go here in the fourth quarter. We got one of the best games going on here in the state of Kansas, baby. It doesn't get any better here, folks. Up to the top side of the wing, driving inside, Dieter, and she goes in with it. Dieter now with 11 points in the second half alone. She's got 16 points on the game, and a steal. Haney with an interception. Looks like she was coming off a screen. And she's fouled and go up and shoot two. Haney with a quick steal like candy from a baby. And it is now back to a 8-point game. Haney with a chance to make it a 6. Haney tonight is already 2 of 4. She'll make it 3 of 5. Her third trip up to the free throw line. Haney has also improved her numbers here in this second half. Haney just went 2 for 2 from the free throw line. In this second half alone, Haney has had 12 points. She's got 14 points on the game total. She averages nearly 19 points a game. Pass out the far side. Skips across the court to Hayden Kramer. To Dave gets. Stripped to an open Owen Dieters. A 3-point shot. And it just doesn't go in. But a rebound by Gibbs. And Gibbs goes in for 2. And Gibbs on this game has over 10 rebounds and 6 points. She's nearly at a double-double. Haney driving inside off the rim. Kicks it out. And the rebound was picked up by Bowen. But the 3-point shot by Dieter. And Dieter, 14 points in the second half alone. She's got 18 points on the game. Hayden Kramer, nearly losing the ball. Goes half court, goes back with it. Hayden Kramer, open 3, off the rim. Gibbs with it, gives to Dieters. Dieters hesitating the 3, now back up the top. Hayden Kramer with it at the right side dribble. Far side of the wing, Tatum Gribbs, up and out. Rebound by Hayden. It's 53-48. Haney with the rebound. Down the court now. She is trapped by 2 in the near side corner. Left to right of your dials. The Eagles are working on 3 minutes left to go here. Up by 5. The Panthers driving in. Kicking out. Dieter. Looking to Bowen. Bowen. Far side. A drive in. A kick out and a foul against Tatum Kramer. It is on Jaylee Whitehead, who was fouled. 2 minutes. 51 seconds remaining. Hayden Kramer, the sophomore, was the one who was fouled. And it is already the double bonus for both teams. So this will put Whitehead up to the free throw line. And she makes the first free throw shot. And it is now sitting at just a 4-point game with less than 3 minutes left to go. Whitehead, her first point of the game, and looking for her second. Second one misses, but a quick rebound and going in for 2. Best case scenario right there. Bowen, it is now a 2-point game here for the Centralia Panthers. A foul on the down low. That will send Owen Dieters up to the free throw line, and there is no time bigger than now. The spotlight is no brighter on that free throw line at this moment. 53-51. Keep in mind, folks, this was 19-7 in the first quarter, 28-14 coming out of half, and boy, it was 41-37 going into this fourth quarter. And now, it is now back to being a 3-point game. Dieters trying to silence the noise. Dieters, 19 points on the game, and she's got 20. 2 for 2 up at the free throw line. A 4-point game, 2:35 left to go. Can Centralia Panthers do the upset? Hayden down low, a finesse move to go up and in. 55-53, it's a 2-point game once again. Finding an open Tatum Kramer underneath, but a block by the freshman out of bounds. It will save Centralia ball, but there is excitement amongst the Eagles. Owen Dieters. Having to throw it in over the top. Haverkamp to Gibbs. Gibbs going inside. Tatum Kramer. Kramer working against the pressure. Overneath. It's knocked out of bounds once again. Here with 2 minutes and 12 seconds left to go, we got a two-point game, 55-53. Here at 92.1 KMZA. Don't go nowhere, folks. We got one of the biggest games in the state of Kansas. Cedars throwing inside. Haverkamp. Haverkamp on the top. Going out to the far side, right side of the wing. Gibbs. Skip across the court now. Cedars pump fake the shot. She steps to her right, opens up the three, and they cans it. Cedars with 23 points on the game. What an incredible performance by Cedars. She had 25 points coming in. Hyden tries to respond with a three of her own. It's rebounded and picked up by Zordil. And now a turnover with 1:47 left to go in the game from the Eagles. 58-53, a five-point game lead here for the Panthers. Can a 28-game streak come to an end to the Class 1A Division I powerhouse? Ranks number two in the state of Kansas in Class 1A Division I Panthers. Cedars driving inside, trying to get it out. She's stuck in the corner, a good two trap in the low. And they're going to get a foul against the freshman. Excuse me, they're actually going to call a pair against the sophomore, Jaylee Whitehead. 5'5" sophomore. Again, we are in the double bonus here, folks, for both sides. Free throws are no the biggest important thing here. Oh, and Dieters. Well, I'll tell you what, in this fourth quarter alone, Dieters has had ice in her veins. She has made, and again, in this quarter alone, six free throw shots. Currently, right now, she is 6 of 7. Extended to a 6-point game, and now a 7-point game. Dieters once again going 2 of 2 up at the free throw line. She's now got 25 points on the game. She has doubled her points on the season. And Haney goes in quickly with a layup to get another 2 points for her and draws this back within a 5-point game with 1:23 left to go, a minute 23. We're back. Actually, I take that back. We're going to stay right here, folks. I'm not leaving you guys. You guys are staying right here with me, and we're going to cart this one to the very end because this is one of the biggest games we got going on right now, folks. Again, recapping up to this point in this game. The first quarter, 19-7. The second quarter, 28-14. Coming out of into the fourth quarter was 41-37. The Panthers were outscored 23-13 coming into this point. At one point, it was a 10-point game in this fourth quarter. The Panthers were able to get moving again, and then the Eagles drew it within a 2-point game. And now we are back within a 5, 60-55. And again, this is one of the biggest games around here. The Centralia Panthers looking to continue a two-game winning streak, trying to go to a 3 on what could be the best season since 2020 for these Panthers, where they went back and won the state title. The Silver Lake Eagles, they are being tested hard tonight, as many teams have in this season already from the Panthers. NC has already been defeated by the Panthers. St. Mary's, the Bears, have already been defeated by the Panthers. And now the Eagles looking to keep their wings here as they want to try to continue and extend to a 29-game winning streak. But right now, they have to overcome the adversity of the Panthers. 1:23 left to go here. We're sticking with it on 92.1 KMZA. Dieters down the court here. Far side, driving around. Right to left of your dial, she works. She's doing another spin. The press is on. Keeping at the top. Again, the shot clock was deactivated at some point in this game. Foul here on the low block against Tatum Kramer. 1:10 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Tatum Kramer, the senior, up to the free throw line. 6 points today and 5 rebounds. Tatum Kramer up and in. And these fourth quarter free throw stats are going to be something to count up to at the very end of this, because it's going to be really the difference maker in this game. Tatum Kramer, 1 of 1, now 2 of 2. And that builds the lead to 7 points with 1 minute left to go. Hyman, she's been a star here in this second half. She drives up. She's trying to go in. And they're going to get a foul here against the Panthers. Haney is going to have to shine up at the free throw line. Stepping into the game, Jaylee Whitehead will be the substitute after the first free throw attempt is up and in. David Gibbs will also come into the game after the first free throw attempt. And he makes the first one coming out of the game. Court Thompson, the junior for the Panthers. And number 24 has been at Wendy for the Eagles, for those substitution players I mentioned. Second free throw shot is missed, and a foul against the Eagles on the down low. And he goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. And since it was a foul with the double bonus, it will go ahead and send Tava Gibbs up to the free throw line. Again, so far in this game, Tava Gibbs, 11 rebounds and 6 points. She is 2-for-2 for the free throw line tonight. First shot up and first shot in. There has been a total of 7 trips up to the free throw line in this fourth quarter alone. That time, a 1-for-2 trip from Tava Gibbs. Now only down by 7 again. 55.6 seconds left to go. Another foul on the down low. And we're a minute left this basketball game, but it is now turned into a free throw shooting contest. And sometimes that's really the best way for a game to end. The Eagles also hitting a lot of three-point shots here in this second half. Won't tally at all in just a little bit. Haney up to the free throw line again. She sinks her first one. Seeing if she can nail the second. And she does. It is now a 6-point game. Excuse me, a 5-point game. 5-point game, trying to get the Panthers to turn the ball over. They're working right to left of the dial. 50 seconds to go with a 5-point lead here. And they're going to foul Tava Gibbs. And that will send her up to the free throw line. 63-58. A 5-point lead, which is 45.2 seconds left to go here. Tava Gibbs. Last time up, 1-of-2. First shot up. And first shot rattles around like a bullet in a tin can, but it fires right on through. Tava Gibbs on the game, 7 points. Seeing if she can look for more, and she does. Excuse me, 9 points on the game as she goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. She had 7 points up until that moment. It is now, once again, a 7-point game, 65-58. We're going to send this to a 30-second break. Timeout taken by the Eagles. 45.2 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Don't go nowhere. We still got a game here. 92.1 KMCA.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Haney on this game with over 20 points. The freshman as well with nearly 20 points on this game. And Dieter, she is having a season high. Haney is trying to compete for her season high. All of those points, again, coming nearly from the second half alone from Haney. Haney driving down the court, down by 7. She finds an open player underneath the basket, but it's rebounded by Gibbs. Gibbs, her 12th rebound of the game, and there's 35 seconds left to go. It's a 7-point lead. Ball is tipped up in the air. It's loose, but regathered by Gibbs. Dieters holds on to it, and she is fouled. Dieters has been fantastic in this fourth quarter from the free throw line. She has shot 7 of 8 from the charity line. Incredible. 27.4 seconds left to go. And Dieters, she sinks another. That is why she is a Benedictine commit. 66-58. And now 67-58. Dieters in this quarter. 9 of 10 from the free throw line. 67-58, trying to go in for a quick bucket. Couldn't cash it. Tabor Camp with the rebound. There's only 16 seconds left to go, and the Panthers are up by 9, and they will look to end a 28-game winning streak from the Silver Lake Eagles, and that will stand. With only 5 seconds left to go, the Panthers have done it. We will have an incredible wrap-up here for our postgame, as there has been all kinds of scoring here tonight. Breakout games all across the board for everybody. Up at that free throw line right now, Hayden Kramer. First shot up and in. The second shot is up and in as well. And now it is a 10-point game with seconds left to go. 68-58, three-point shot to maybe end the game. And that will conclude a 10-point win for Centralia. But, folks, don't let a 10-point win dissuade you from the fact that this was just a two-point game at 53-51 at one point in this fourth quarter. It was a close game through and through. The Eagles fought their hardest, but a 28-game win streak comes to an end to the Class 1A Division 1, ranked number 2 in the state of Kansas, the Centralia Panthers. We're back in a couple minutes for our post-game show, as well as our player of the game. We're back in just a little bit here on 92.1 Games. Yeah, again, the Panthers winning 68-58.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Gosh, you might as well Friday.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
It's the holiday season, and Hine and True Value on Main and Seneca is in the saving spirit. Keep your business local and take advantage of these holiday specials going on now through December 31st. Save 20% off all toys in stock only. Save 20% off all in-stock clothing. Save 25% on all Christmas lights in stock only. And if that wasn't enough, Hine and True Value is extending their 60th anniversary sales until the end of the year as well. Find that special gift for those loved ones of yours by shopping Hine and True Value on Main in Seneca.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's Outpatient Clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our Outpatient Clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our Outpatient Clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Land Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network for our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Coming into the night, the Silver Lake Eagles 3A Lady Eagles team was ranked number 2 in the class of 3A. Centralia Panthers ranked number 2 in the class 1A Division 1. Well, 28-game winning streak came to an end tonight for the Eagles and Centralia Panthers, having the upset 68-58. Let's break it down here. The Panthers, they led after the first quarter 19-7. They led at half 28-14. They outscored in the second quarter 9-7. Going to that third quarter, the Panthers, they were outscored by 10 points, 23-13. However, in the fourth and final quarter, the Panthers outscored the Eagles 17-11. But don't let a 10-point victory make you think this was a 10-point finish. By closeness, I should say. The Panthers at one point at this, the Eagles had this at a 53-51 point game. Now the Eagles never had a lead change. This game never changed its lead since the very start. But again, it was an absolute incredible game from start to finish. It was beautiful through all four quarters. Through and all the way through. Again, some totals here from the game. About 17 turnovers roughly from either side. 30 rebounds from the Panthers and roughly 22 rebounds from the Eagles. 5 threes from the Panthers and 6 threes from the Silver Lake Eagles. Now, the biggest stat line on this game is the free throws from the fourth quarter alone. For the fourth quarter alone, 15 of 18. I should say second half, some of that, but 15 of 18 in the second half alone, the Panthers went from the free throw line. One of those players, Owen Dieters. Owen Dieters went 9 of 10 in the fourth quarter. That is incredible stats when you can put a girl up there. But anyone, in fact, they're up and they can shoot that level. She went 10 of 12 on the game. Dieters, she finishes with my player of the game with 27 points. She nearly, not only did she double her amount of points in the year, you add two to that. She had 25 points coming in the day. Well, she's got now currently 52 points on the season. They're 27 of the day. She also had a couple of rebounds and went 10 of 12 after the free throw line. She's my player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit with bankwithfarmers.com. But, of course, there's a couple of other players who had some great games, too. Tatum Kramer with 13 points on the day. Tatum Kramer finished with 8 points, 5 rebounds. Corey Thomas with 2 points and 3 rebounds. Tava Gibbs with 9 points, 13 rebounds. Haberkamp, she finished with a good night, 5 points, 11 rebounds. And now let's go over and talk about the Eagles, because, really, the Eagles, they gave it their all. Kalen Haney, she had an incredible night. I talked about it. She's averaging 19 points per game. She only had 2 points in that first half. She had 17 from the second half alone. She had an absolutely incredible second half performance, and that's why she's got D1 looks. Paris Dieter, she had an absolutely incredible game. She had the most points in a single game this season, and she also doubled her season stats. She came in with 18 points. Well, now she's got double that. She had 19 points from this game alone. She's got 37 points now. Here on the season, her average will also go up to double-digit scoring per game. Karis Dieter, she had a 3 point to end the second half, to end the first half, and that right there just really sparked the way for her. She had 4 threes in that entire game. She led the team in 3 point shots, and the team finished with 6. Ella Bullen with 4 points on the game, Zordel with 5, Hyman with 2, Wendy with 2, Whitehead with 1, and Brewster with 2. Those are some of your finals here from the night. Again, the Centralia Panthers improving to 3-0 on the season as they will look for their next opponent in ACCHS and their first CBL opponent next Friday. So the Silver Lake Eagles, well, they will now, again, end a 28-game losing streak. Will drop down to 2-1, their first road game at a loss, but they will try to pick things back up with a win in the away game column as they will go to Rossville next Tuesday in Hiawatha next Friday. This has been 92.1 KMZA, Crittenden Prophet. Stay tuned in about 3 minutes. We'll give you a pregame, and we'll go straight into the tip-off of boys basketball. The Silver Lake Eagles taking on the Centralia Panthers.